Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. On December 9th, 1965, a Charlie Brown Christmas debuted on television. It was the first TV special based on the comic strip Peanuts by Charles M. Schulz. The comic featured the adventures of three kids, Charlie Brown, Patty, and Shermie, and forever changed the landscape of the Sunday comics. And of course, it gave us Snoopy, the beloved beagle with an unlimited imagination. That imagination is celebrated in an exhibit at the Aerospace Museum of California in Sacramento. Snoopy and the Red Baron is on loan from the Charles M. Schulz Museum through December 31st. Benjamin Clark is the curator of the museum in Santa Rosa and joins us today to talk about the legacy of Peanuts and drawing in new audiences. Benjamin, welcome to Insight.
Thank you very much.
So why do you think Peanuts still resonates with people today? Take us back to 75 years ago to present.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I think it's because Charles Schulz, you know, created these characters that speak to us, that touch us, that we see ourselves in, and, you know, was just able to be emotionally honest in a comic strip, which was pretty revolutionary, pretty radical. And it's also just fun to look at. It's very funny. Peanuts holds up.
Yeah, it stands the test of time for sure. What was the impetus for Charles M. Schulz to create a world that focused on kids instead of adults? Like, what was he doing when he got inspired to create Charlie Brown, Peppermint Patty, and Snoopy, of course?
Right. Well, he was drawing all kinds of cartoons initially. And then for whatever reason, you know, some of these little comics, little single panel cartoons with kids, kids with big vocabularies, just really took off. You know, it was initially in the Saturday Evening Post. He sold a few cartoons there. And a magazine, you know, read by millions of people across the U.S. at the time. This is back in just the post-war, World War II period. And he started creating, you know, similar panel comics featuring kids for his local newspaper. And those were really, you know, well-received as well. And he was, you know, kind of advised by a mentor of his, a cartoonist named Frank Wing. He said, you know, Sparky, these kid cartoons are pretty good. You should probably keep going. and he did.
Yeah, and keep going, he did. And now people here in Sacramento, they don't have to travel to Santa Rosa, although they should. The museum there is awesome. They can actually, you know, for the next couple of weeks through the end of the month, see Snoopy and the Red Baron, a traveling exhibit at the Aerospace Museum in California at McClellan Park. What can kids and adults experience when they take in the exhibit?
Oh, they're going to see some really fun stuff. You're going to see lots and lots of comic strips featuring Snoopy as the Flying Ace and his adventures fighting the Red Baron. You're also going to see lots of vintage product and other cool stuff. So it'll be a lot of fun.
You know, over the years, as you have, you know, so many people go visit the museum in Santa Rosa, how do you think, I guess, what stands out to you about the impact of Peanuts and Charles M. Schulz's work on, you know, so many generations? I mean, like generations from like grandparents to grandchildren alike.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we're even getting into an era of, you know, great grandparents and great grandchildren. And it's, you know, Schulz was asked, you know, kind of the end of his career was, you know, on the horizon. And journalists began asking him, you know, is Peanuts art? You know, is this, he would say, no, it's not, because art stands the test of time, and is how he would often define it. And the thing is Peanuts is doing that. So here we are, you know, 25 years since his passing, and we're still enjoying Peanuts every day, and it's still finding new audiences. Young people find it and feel like they've really discovered something special.
I mean, you can't even think about Snoopy or Peanuts without that iconic jazz score. I mean, what role did music play in this world?
Oh, it's, you know, Schulz started making references to music almost from the very beginning. For him, it was classical music. We see you know, references to Beethoven beginning, you know, very early on, and happy birthday today to Beethoven. And, you know, we also see that Vince Guaraldi soundtrack when Peanuts animation took off in 1965 and just really changed our audio landscape as well.
You know, we're going to end the show with the song Snoopy versus the Red Baron, which was recorded by the Royal Guardsmen. How did that tribute song come about?
You know, those guys, they were a garage band in Florida, if I remember right. And they, you know, Snoopy was nothing was bigger than Snoopy at the time. So they thought they could definitely sell some records that way.
Finally, you're also going to be having a celebration in Santa Rosa at the museum for 60 years of a Charlie Brown Christmas. It's happening on Saturday, December 20th. What can people expect if they want to take the trip out to Sonoma County?
Oh, it's going to be a very special day. You're going to be able to watch the original 1965 A Charlie Brown Christmas in our theater here at the museum. And also, you'll hear some talks from Jason and Sean Mendelson, who are the sons of Lee Mendelson, who produced all of the kind of classic Peanuts animated specials. We'll have live performances of some of that music. And we'll also, I think this is one of the first times we've ever had a group of former children who were kids in the choir that sang on that Christmas special. Who are joining us. So they are now no longer children, but they definitely have fond memories and they can't wait to share it.
Oh, what a special time. Benjamin, thank you so much for joining us for, you know,
thank you.
What a big week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Benjamin Clark is the curator at the Charles M. Schulz Museum in Santa Rosa. There will be a celebration at the museum of 60 years of A Charlie Brown Christmas at 1 p.m. on Saturday, December 20th. Here in Sacramento, the Snoopy and the Red Baron exhibit runs through December 31st at the Aerospace Museum of California. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to email us, we're at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Andrew Garcia, senior producer Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones, and our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.